A couple of weeks ago, in their review of the current movie sensation, Don't Look Up, one of our movie moles characterized that film as cynical. I've not seen Don't Look Up, so can't weigh in on that discussion, but was struck by the characterization. Shortly before that, a listener had sent me a poster with a quote from John Sayles about cynicism. He did that both because I mentioned Sayles' movie, Matewan, about coal miners attempting to organize, the last time I hosted the Old Mole, and because he remembered an essay I published years ago on the topic of cynicism. In that essay, written back in that long-ago era when innocent belief in the American way of life, you have to hear that phrase, the American way of life, in capital letters and accompanied by red, white, and blue spangles, in that era when large numbers of people believed, or at least accepted, that all it took to get ahead was hard work, the Democrat and Republican political parties represented all the political possibilities we could ever imagine, that the motives behind U.S. military actions in the rest of the world were altruistic, maybe even that private wealth and abundant consumer goods were the outward sign of heavenly approval, when that interconnected set of beliefs was widespread in this country, I argued that encouraging cynicism would be the next ploy short of outright repression that the ruling elites would draw on to control our unruly population. In other words, that cynicism in print and film would come to function as a sophisticated means of social control. I'll ask Patricia, my studio sidekick, to read you that John Sayles poster in a minute. But first, I'd like us to be clear on what cynicism means politically and how it's different from skepticism. And before that, here's our decidedly uncynical theme music for Another World Is Possible. We have The Guillotine by The Coup. Perhaps the best way to understand cynicism is in contrast with skepticism. Skepticism says, you'll have to show me, otherwise I'm dubious. It is open to engagement and persuasion. Cynicism, on the other hand, is a removed perspective, a renunciation of any responsibility, an attitude rejecting involvement. It can be completely critical of what exists, but dismiss any possibility of change. Many of our listeners will remember another great and hopeful labor film about miners, Salt of the Earth, from the 1950s. Here's what its director had to say about the atmosphere in which the film appeared, the political atmosphere in which the film was boycotted and banned.
Negation was not of the fissures and shortings in our society and culture, only of life and man. McCarthy had been jettisoned, but McCarthyism persisted in the basic assumptions under which we lived. One was free to attack our mores, institutions, personages, without limit or fear, so long as one also despaired and offered no alternative.
It was fine, in other words, to point out all the flaws and horrors of the social economic system we have, as long as you offer no hope of any significant change. Now here's what John Sayles has to say about cynicism. This is taken from a poster honoring the Lincoln Brigade, U.S. radicals of the 1930s, who left home to fight for the democratic government in Spain against the forces of fascism.
One of the major obstacles in the way of human progress, of human understanding, is cynicism. The cynicism that states that people only act in their own self-interest, or what they believe to be their self-interest, that says within every seemingly altruistic act there lurks a dark core of greed or hatred or fear. To make people behave, the cynics say, to make society work, you have to know how to exploit and manipulate that dark core. That's life, the cynics say. That's just the way people are. And you can listen to this for a while and maybe agree up to a point. But then you say, what about the guys in the Lincoln Brigade? Then the cynics will go to work and talk about raw youth and misplaced idealism and what this faction did to that faction. But they won't go away, those guys who shipped out for Spain to fight for other people's freedom. They stand up in history like the one tree on a battlefield not leveled by the bombing. Stand up and make you ask, how did that happen? They won't go away. If you talk to them or read their accounts, what you hear again and again is that they went to Spain because of a belief in what people could be, in how people could live together. And they put their lives on the line for that belief, and a lot of them died. But they lost, say the cynics, not knowing that it is more important that they fought. Fought when they didn't have to fight. Fought when it brought no public glory in their hometowns. Fought to put a lie to the cynicism that keeps people in darkness. They won't go away. And in a world run by cynics, in a time when caring about someone you've never met is seen as weakness or treachery, how much strength have we taken from the thought of them? How much pride and comfort to be able to say, but what about the guys in the Lincoln Brigade?
My essay on cynicism examined in some depth a new movie from the time I wrote the essay, a very clever and creative film called Coonskin by Ralph Bakshi that interspersed animated cartoons with live footage. As the title apparently is intended to indicate, Coonskin is an exposé of the situation of blacks in the United States. As I wrote at the time, however, its perception and criticism of the defects and horrors of our social system are in seeming contradiction to its social quiescence. Cynicism is the reconciliation of that contradiction, turning a potentially radical movie profoundly conservative. Beginning with an attempted prison break in the South, the story is an explicit update of the old Br'er Rabbit tales, with the main character even named Rabbit. The original Br'er Rabbit was a product of slave culture, a subtle expression of resistance to oppressive conditions, in which a weak but clever trickster can outwit stronger foes by seeming to go along with them and by being close enough to know and take advantage of weaknesses hidden behind their dominance. This aspect of slave culture verbalized resistance in a way that helped people hold their heads up, survive, but did not much threaten the real-life structure of oppression and exploitation. In Coonskin, the updated story retains its character of individual resistance joined to social inaction. The movie was picketed at the time for being racist, though I think not for the best of reasons. In fact, I'm sure its creators saw it as an attack on racism. But it's clearly not enough to throw around the word racism, as the characters in the film do, in casual ways that amount to little more than name-calling. The film exaggerates racial stereotypes, both physical features and behavior, clearly in order to mock the stereotypes. But this device is dangerous and risks having the opposite effect, reinforcing the stereotypes. Even worse, black women throughout are portrayed as passive objects, rewards for male activity. More important than any narrow sense in which Coonskin is racist is its acceptance of and encouragement that we accept a society permeated with racism that is employed to keep us all down. It presents Rabbit as someone with whom to identify, glorying a form of resistance to to racism and oppression that is only an individual adaptation, inseparable from and more fundamental than any racism in the film, is its cynicism. The film raises an interesting question for the Old Mole and Kabu and all non-commercial alternative media in exposing so much of what is wrong with this society, while it disguises and rejects the possibility of effective action toward change. Leaving aside for a moment its overt cynicism, let's ask, what is accomplished toward combating societal ills by only exposing them? Does simple muckraking represent progress if it does not also raise the possibility of fundamentally different and better social arrangements? Or if it does not even offer alternative ways to think about social possibilities than the conservative premises of the status quo? Exposé and criticism by themselves leave intact the framework of understanding which shapes how we approach solutions to the problems exposed. And here we're fully back to the problem of cynicism. Cynicism in that framework of understanding, cynicism in our premises. Think back to that John Sayles poster. It is our premises about people's capabilities, about human nature, about social possibilities that underlie our willingness to act or not and determine the kind of action we undertake. Film and art and media more broadly can influence those premises. Here's how I ended that long ago essay.
For art to suggest that a better society is a real possibility does not require the explicit portrayal of that society, nor that the artist be committed to one fully worked out vision of the future. There are other ways to present alternatives. Within this society, there are people tentatively joining together, attempting to be self-conscious actors rather than the objects of forces beyond their control. Sensitive and supportive treatment of the difficulties and limits of such efforts is a challenge worthy of the highest talent. We lack in literature and art very many plausible representations of worthwhile change, of people realizing, becoming aware of and acting on and thus recognizing even more their hitherto doubted capabilities relevant to social change. Exploring this theme could not only be a boost to people's sense of what is possible, but also a contribution to our sense of how to make it happen. Real alternatives are possible, but they will not develop of their own accord. If it is widespread, cynicism becomes self-fulfilling. Overcoming cynicism, at least partly transcending the resignation and the aloofness, is a prerequisite to beginning to eliminate the social conditions which breed political despair. Our efforts have a chance to make a difference.
That's why we're here at the Old Mole, to bring a constant reminder to you and ourselves that another world is possible. This has been Norm Diamond for the Old Mole Variety Hour.